Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so thank you guys for your calls, your questions, your comments. We're taking them at 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people are scared, not only from the virus, but they're scared about their job. And so a question I got was, how realistic is it for us to get hired back? You know, when you watch the news... I try not to. You know, it's depressing. When you watch the news and they talk about how the employment is going to be very sluggish way until 2021, you start to wonder, well, after the lockdown, are we all getting our jobs back? So I kind of have some good news and bad news on that. All right. So will you get your job back, and what if you don't get hired? So first, all of the small business businesses and large businesses that got money from the government, they got that money, that payment, that paycheck protection program, as long as they hired 90% of their employees back. Government was smart about that. So if any of these small businesses want aid, they have to hire 90% of everybody back. Now, a big concern that people have is, you know, well, what if somebody doesn't want to come back? What if they just want to continue to collect unemployment? You know, the kids are going to be out of school. They're still scared of the virus. Well, then if that's the case, I think you offer them the job back. If they don't want the job, then I think that then gets taken off your tally. I don't know. But you have to show that you gave everybody a job. The problem is, I don't know if they're going to lose their unemployment benefits then. But technically, for the small business owners or even the big business owners to get their money from the government, they have to hire you back. The majority of you guys back, okay? That's assuming they're going to still stay in business. Now, but that's not the headlines you guys are hearing. You're hearing that there's going to be layoffs. You're hearing that in states and municipalities, there's deficits. There's too many jobs. They're going to have to cut corners. And so you're worried what happens if you don't get a job back. Well, unemployment is supposed to kick in for a while. Usually unemployment lasts about 26 weeks. I believe under the new CARES Act, you get it for 39 weeks. Plus, you could apply for an extra 13-week extension. So now that's 42 weeks. And then if you exhaust that, you could possibly apply for even more. So you have almost a year of unemployment. So, I don't want you to panic. Don't want you to get depressed. There's a lot of depression out there. There's a lot of people drinking. A lot of people freaking out. Did you guys see that one meme where somebody goes, I finally got my mask, and it's like a wine glass, and they're, I think it's pretty funny. But don't be drinking. So, there are going to be unemployment benefits, although I'd really like to, you know, hear from you all if you even got your unemployment. I'm hearing a lot of people still did not get their unemployment check from a couple weeks ago. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But let's now be honest about what the job market is going to look like, okay? Unemployment was down before. I mean, you know, if somebody was hiring you, you had a good chance of getting a job because there wasn't a lot of people competing with you. Now the competition is going to be high. But keep in mind, we might have this resurgence, and I'm not saying this to be negative. I don't want hysteria. I don't want people scared, but we need to strategize, and we always have to be ahead of the curve. So this is one of the let's be ahead of the curve talks, okay? And I'm not an economist, but common sense dictates that if the government, you know, very easily was able to shut us all down once, they're going to be able to shut us down again. And with everybody saying the coronavirus is going to come back, or we know the flu is going to come back and the flu kills, don't be surprised if they're going to do more shutdowns. So if I were you, I would start casually thinking of jobs that are going to continually need to be open or might boom in this new setting. So when we're hearing that municipalities and states are going to have to cut their budget, all right, well, school. But right out the gate, then, all right, schools are going to get cuts. They're already at a deficit. So I think the schools are going to be like, you know what? Now that we've set up this whole online process, path, fine. One teacher, teach five classrooms. Have students do their online tests. We'll hire graders. But now we could cut back on staff. So I'm really worried about teachers losing their jobs. But again, that's just a guess. However, then maybe your new career will be online teaching. Will be how to make courses, how to make graphs, how to make curriculum online. You know, I mean, if you're computer savvy. Other fields that are probably going to always stay open during shutdowns are going to be food industries. So then you might want to look at the food industries. You might want to think about ways where, I'm not saying you got to design the next drone or design the next app. Okay, unfortunately, Google and all that, you know, they're already on it months before we are. But if you are worried about losing your job and then possibly losing your job again, you might want to think about going into fields that are going to have that longevity with this. Keep in mind, okay, places like Amazon, yep, they hired another 100,000 people, now they're hiring another 75,000 people, yet they fired a few people for whistleblowing or for criticizing the workplace. Expect a lot of employers to want less complaining employees. If social distancing measures have to be in place, if people are concerned about viruses and stuff like that, it might be in a company's best interest to have more automation. Don't be surprised about that. Then, you know, maybe go into the automation industry. Who's going to fix the automation? Who's going to sell the automation? So, companies aren't going to want to deal with protests all the time. Companies aren't going to want to be sued or dealing with, you know, workers' comp or dealing with, you know, well, gosh, you know, that person came 4 feet too close or whatever. Yet, so, you know, they might like to automate things. They might want more people to be home, working from home, so they don't have to pay for air conditioning and pay for real estate, et cetera. So use this time to kind of imagine and predict where economy is going. There's going to be a huge shift, and there is going to be money, and there is going to be industry, whether it's all these businesses having drive-through windows or, repurposing, you know, old department stores that are going under. But, try to stay ahead of the curve, but don't worry. There is still unemployment to cover people that might not get hired back right away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we're talking about stimulus checks and payments and all that. Well, we hear that a man in Indiana was waiting for his stimulus payment. He ends up getting $8.2 million. He's a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter. Good for him. I don't know if he gets to keep it, though. Charles Calvin of New Chicago, Indiana, told WGN9 that he withdrew $200 from his checking account at an ATM last weekend. He glanced down on his receipt and noticed a few more zeros than usual. He told the station that his bank account balance was $8.2 million. Yeah, I don't know if he's single. I know. I'm going to check that out, too. I'll tell my husband that he has to divorce me so I can marry somebody with $8.2 million. Yeah, he'll love that one. Calvin was supposed to receive a $1,700 stimulus payment that was going out to the Americans to help them, you know, impacted by the coronavirus. So when he ran his car through the ATM to make sure it was accurate, there he was. He was a multimillionaire. He told the station that he immediately called his bank to report this, but by the time they investigated, the money was gone. Yeah, remember somebody got arrested because they spent the money? You know, again, yeah, if it's an accident and you get the money from the government, no. It doesn't matter if it's an accident. You're in trouble. So his bank did inform him that the $1,700 stimulus payment was deposited, but he's wondering if the mistake was a fluke or if taxpayers in the U.S. are not receiving the right amount. He says it kind of sucks. You go from being a millionaire one second, then back to being broke again. But hey, once you're poor, you don't have anywhere else to go up. Calvin isn't sure where the blame should be placed, but he's so glad he ended up with the $1,700 promised. You know, that is, you know, it's a nice story, but it bothers me a little bit, because if they are giving money incorrectly and they are not catching their mistakes, then that's a problem. And it starts to make you wonder if we are giving money away too easily. Are any of these accidental payments falling into Congress people's banks? You just kind of wonder. But that is a pretty big mess up. We're relying on computers. I mean, 8.2 million is a much different number than 1,700. I mean, if you type and if you look at the 10-key touchpad, or if you look at your, typewriter keys. Well, typewriter, that's how I learned how to type on a typewriter. 82000000 is a lot different than 1700. So I really hope they're not messing up. Now, this is not a mistake. If you are a student in the Los Angeles Unified School District, you will not receive an F this semester. Hallelujah. No Fs are going to be given out. Los Angeles Unified School District said yesterday that none of its 730,000 students are going to receive an F on their spring report card in light of the coronavirus epidemic. Superintendent Austin Buettner made the announcement in a virtual press briefing from his home, where he discussed the difficulties of the school year as the stress and anxiety continue to mount from the virus. He said the impact COVID-19 has had on his students and his district was made very real to him after he received a message last week from a girl having suicidal thoughts because of the pressure she was feeling about school and all the chaos around her. Buettner said a team from LA Unified got her to a hospital where the student is now receiving care. Good for that student for reaching out. Now, I know there's a lot of mixed feelings on some of the teen suicides that have happened with this, and we'll talk about it. But finishing this story, they say students can work to improve their grades, but we don't want to penalize those who may not have access to technology or may be experiencing difficulties at home. We don't want students like the one woman I mentioned earlier to fear failure. The policy was confirmed by Chief Academic Officer Allison Yoshimoto Tauri, who spoke of concerns from educators who believe economic hardship within families could impact the abilities of students to learn. Yeah, if you don't have a good router, if you don't have good Wi-Fi, if you don't have a good computer, or if you only have one computer in the house and mom and dad are using it because they're working from home, how are the kids supposed to do school? You know? 80% of the students in the district, they say, come from low-income families. Dorsey High School senior Amy Meza said expecting students to be able to deal with a global pandemic and then deal with schoolwork is unfair. We believe that there should be universal passing for all classes because we know that there's inaccessibility and that there's inequality in the way students are learning. Now, she does have a point, okay? When you don't have one-on-one, you know, with teachers, and some kids get to work in groups and others don't, you really have a disconnect on who's getting what learning, or if a student is relying on another student to help teach them. So I get that. You know, I'm seeing that with the medical schools now. You know, it's a crapshoot. You know, who's teaching what? And so it's, how do you grade everybody equally? The Los Angeles campuses are going to be closed for the remainder of the year, including summer. State and local health authorities will have to provide guidance on when it is safe and appropriate. They say there's no clear picture in testing, treatments, or vaccines, and we will not reopen school facilities until state authorities tell us it's safe and appropriate to do so. The remainder of the school year will be completed in the current remote fashion, and we will have a summer session in a similar manner. So what they're going to do is they're going to any student credit short are going to be able in the summer to take classes, although I did hear that some of the students are going to have to take summer school. Now, you know, a big question people have is, okay, you know, when students started to lose their education, you know, in the spring, how do they get that back? So if they were learning math, if they were learning Spanish, if they were learning Mandarin, if they were learning, you know, history, if they were learning English, can they get that back? So I do agree that there does need to be proficiency primers and then proficiency tests. If students are going to start a new grade next year, you can't start that new grade behind. And so I really do believe that there needs to be access from a summer standpoint, you know, for students getting caught up. And it is going to probably take teachers to have to work with them throughout the summer. And I, you know, it's, I'm not sure how the school district is going to pay for that, you know, but it's, you know, students are going to need to catch up. And I, you know, we had these proficiency tests when I was growing up, and I believe they still do, where, you know, if you're in third grade math, there are certain things you need to know how to do. And if you don't know how to do it, you can't go on to fourth grade. So then, over the summer, they take the class so that they can remediate, and then they're able to take it and move on. Medical school is a little different. What's been happening in the medical school realm is, or, you know, dental school is the schools are, you know, closed off to students and rotations have stopped. So if students are going to graduate next year and they've lost 2 months of training, possibly going into three, how do you get that back? That's on the job training. Medical school is already too short. I know they want to, you know, talk about shortening medical school, and I'm like, what the heck are you guys talking about? But you can't learn medicine only by a book. Medical school, for the first couple of years is book work plus some hands-on, and then the last 2 years is all hands-on. So those students in the last 2 years aren't getting hands-on. Some schools are talking about, well, letting the graduates then start residency earlier, so they start getting some more hands-on that way. You know, others are like, well, you know, just do online tutorials. And others are like, well, it, you know, we've never dealt with this problem before, so we don't know. But I'm getting calls from medical students going, how do I learn X, Y, and Z? Many of them were going to do like an ER rotation. And ER taught me so much. I learned the most doing ER because you get anything, you know, hit at you. And then, you know, when I worked in an ER, I learned a lot on the job, and that, you know, trained me profusely. So you do start to worry if, you know, people are going to be lacking that much training. Yeah, so, you know. But I do agree. I don't think you could fail a student. I think what you do need to do is, rather than just give everybody A's or have everybody pass, still give the proficiency test, find out where people are missing, and then get those kids back, you know, get those kids more concentrated sort of schooling. Now, what I fear is that I think schools are going to realize that the online thing works, with the exception of kids being able to play with each other and do, you know, and do sports and things like that. I think students and teachers are going to realize we can really assess a lot more with a student having their one-on-one work, having one-on-one, you know, sessions and remediating sessions, and they might find that, you know, a lot of students are, you know, going to do better online. I don't see that. I think personally, you know, in-person teaching and, you know, having one-on-one is way better. But if they're dealing with a whole bunch of people that, you know, usually struggle with school, you know, throughout the country, they, you know, they might find a way, you know, they might be able to perfect an online way of getting, you know, people, up to speed. So, you know, or the classes will reopen and then whoever, you know, isn't up to speed will have to take an online class. All right, guys. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump may be gearing up for a fight with certain Democratic governors over who has the authority to lift stay-at-home orders and reopen the economy. Some governors are warning that opening parts of the country too soon could spark a resurgence of the virus if proper containment measures like widespread diagnostic testing, identification, isolation, and contact tracing are not in place. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, though, Steve Scalise, tells Fox News this needs to be a joint effort between the president and governors.
Well, if you watch over these last 2 months, states have been taking their cue from the president. It's been the president that would come out and say, all right, let's socially distance and bring your crowds down to no more than 10 people.
Three churches in California are suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over his lockdown, saying it violates their First Amendment rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of you are asking about our constitutional rights. How did this happen? How was the government able to, in one, like, overnight stroke, stop us from working, stop us from going to our place of business, force us to stay home, you know, not allow us to go to a doctor, told not even allow us to get tested if we want. We're supposed to stay home. There's not enough tests. How was overnight the government allowed to do that? We had Passover, Easter coming up. Nope. Can't be in groups of family, can't go to church. And, you know, half the country was like, well, okay, we're scared of the virus. The other half of the country was like, well, I said, what? You did that all too easily. That was just a little too easy. Well, a group of Southern California pastors is suing California Governor Gavin Newsom and several other officials in federal court over health directives that have prevented worshipers from attending church services due to the coronavirus pandemic. The suit was filed yesterday at the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California by the Dillon Law Group, which is led by Harmeet Dillon, a Republican Party official, on behalf of four plaintiffs. The plaintiffs include Dean Moffitt, a pastor at an Indio church, Indio, California, who alleges he was fined $1,000 for holding a church service on Palm Sunday. Brenda Wood, a pastor at Riverside Church. Patrick Scales, a pastor at a Fontana church. And Wendy Gish, a member of Scales Church. The group argues in the suit that Newsom and other state officials, in a gross abuse of their power, have seized the coronavirus pandemic to expand their authority by unprecedented lengths, depriving plaintiffs and all other residents of California of fundamental rights protected by the U.S. and California constitutions, including freedom of religion, speech, assembly, and due process. Newsom's office did not immediately return a CNN request for comment. Now, the church leaders in the lawsuit are also suing Attorney General Xavier Becerra and several Riverside and San Bernardino County officials. Now, on March 19th, that's when Governor Newsom issued the first statewide stay-home order in the U.S., telling 40 million residents to remain at home, except for the essentials, due to reduce the spread of the virus. Despite the orders, some congregations continue to meet, including in Sacramento County, where 71 people connected to a single church were later infected with the coronavirus. So, the suit comes after Dillon sent a letter last week to San Bernardino County officials demanding it loosen restrictions around church gatherings, following its order that all religious ceremonies to be held electronically. Violating the order was punishable by a $1,000 fine or up to 90 days of imprisonment. But after the letter, the county issued a clarification allowing for in-person church services if they choose to do so and make every effort to prevent contact between congregants. So on Friday, in other states, there was also some loosening up on the orders. But on Friday, Governor Newsom also addressed church gatherings ahead of Easter, saying those planning to worship could continue to do so in a safe manner. They say as you pray, move your feet at least 6 feet apart from someone else. Practice your faith, but so in a way that allows you to keep yourself healthy and others healthy. So, you know, the question arises, how did we get here? I mean, was the government appropriate or were they not? Well, there's a Supreme Court decision back in 1905 where it's against a Massachusetts man who had refused vaccination during a smallpox outbreak. And from what I understand, this was Jacobson versus Massachusetts. But from what I understand, they did rule on the side of Massachusetts against him because it was a public health crisis. So if there is a public health crisis, Judge Stuart Kyle Duncan had written, Jacobson instructs that all construction rights might be reasonably restricted to combat a public health emergency. This wasn't a judge of the Supreme Court at the time. But this is a very, very, if you read and I'm not very good at reading legal, briefs and things like that. I can't read legalese that very well at all. But basically, if this is a public health crisis, the government can do a lot. And the Constitution could go out the window. Now, then there's the debate of what constitutes a public health crisis. Overall, it's a very general, broad definition. Public health crisis is where people can die, where there is lack of control of people dying, inability to mitigate people dying. And so we then need government to help. Now, on one end, we do want government help. We want to know that the government is keeping our places safe while we are staying home and bunkering down. We want the government to give us money so we could stay home and not get coronavirus. We want the government to pay essential workers more if they're going to be going to work or risking their lives. So, I mean, we do need government. Now, I'm more libertarian than anything else, but, you know, we still need, you know, the government to shell back out the money we've given them. I've paid taxes for 40-some years. Yes, I am not in my 20s. By the way, can you guys quit giving me crap about my Facebook high school page, high school picture? Apparently, everybody's putting their high school photo up, their high school graduation photo up, in honor of people graduating this year. I don't exactly know why. And I never had a photo of me in a in my graduation cap and gown because it costs a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of money. So we didn't pay for those pictures. So I don't have them. So what I did is I wore my cap and gown. I took a picture. And I didn't mess with the filters. All I did was do it under a portrait filter, and I look young. People are like, really? You look the same. I know that was took it 2 hours ago. So don't give me any crap. But, you know, we have, I'm not sure why I start to talk about that, but, oh yeah, we pay taxes. And so our tax dollars are supposed to come back to us. And the government, we are entrusting to decide what to do with our tax dollars. So I am fine with government being involved somehow. But there is always going to be that gray line on when the government can take over. When we have a, when is it too much? So, you know, remember we talked about mandatory vaccination. Okay, that's going to come next after this. You know, I was talking to some family members going, look, I know you guys aren't big fans of vaccine, but you are going to need to get this coronavirus vaccine when it comes out. And they go, but how do we know it's going to be safe? They're rushing to make it. I didn't have an answer for that. You know, you're not going to have a lot of people on board with vaccination. Well, according to Jacobson versus Massachusetts, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the government forcing vaccination, even if there are people getting side effects to it, even if you're scared. So, you know, if we don't have a checks and balances on what constitutes a public health emergency, then shutdowns and our lack of constitutional rights can keep happening. Now, I think 50 to 60 average thousand flu deaths a year is a public health crisis. I don't think we need to, you know, lose our constitutional rights, but I worry that we did all this for coronavirus, and we haven't even hit another flu season yet. And so I believe the barometer or the threshold for calling somebody a public health crisis is now going to continue to lower. And you'll have a lot of people on board going, look, I don't want a nasty virus, and I don't want to die. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm sure you guys heard there was a McDonald's in China that banned black people from entering the store. Why? They feared coronavirus. I can't believe how ridiculous this is. Viral video shows a notice that read, "Black people are not allowed to enter." The store is based in Guangzhou, China. It's home to 13,600 African migrants, according to Daily Mail. and the chain was accused of racial discrimination. And apparently there's 111 African citizens that have tested positive for COVID-19. But apparently there's some racism that's been happening there in China. And so the McDonald's restaurant had to apologize. They're in damage control right now. CNN is reporting that the sign had said, it was apparently, the sign had said that the McDonald's location in Guangzhou has been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant. It says here, we have been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant. For the sake of your health, consciously notify the local police for medical isolation. And this is in English. I don't understand that. Anyway, so McDonald's has said the sign is not representative of our inclusive values. The sign was removed and the location was temporarily closed down. Now, CNN has not yet been able to authenticate the video. But apparently there are a lot of racial tensions between Africans and locals, according to CNN. Recent warnings from Chinese officials about the rising number of imported coronavirus cases have stoked anti-foreigner sentiment. They said Africans in the southern Chinese city have been evicted from their homes by landlords, turned away from hotels, despite many claiming to have no recent travel history or known contact with COVID-19 patients. Now, McDonald's said it'll use the closure to further educate managers and employees on our values, which includes serving all members of the community in which we operate. So, Guangzhou apparently has the largest African community in China. They said many Africans in the city have short-term business visas. They travel into China several times a year. So they can't actually calculate the size of the population because there's a lot of, you know, to and from with the business trips. But in 2017, they said approximately 320,000 Africans entered or left China through Guangzhou. Now, apparently last November, McDonald's had an ad in Portugal that used the word Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Now, that was supposed to promote a Halloween dessert. Bloody Sunday, however, is the name of the day in 1972 when British soldiers shot unarmed protesters in Ireland, resulting in 14 deaths. Not sure why they came up with Sunday, Bloody Sunday. So, how has McDonald's fared with all this? You would think McDonald's and a lot of fast food would have done well. They said sales at restaurants plunged more than 22% in March, led by a nearly 35% decline in its internationally operated markets. So, you know, the very first week of the shutdown, there were lines that I could see at every fast food joint. And now you're not seeing it so much. There's a couple of reasons for that. One is I saw a lot of fast food places raise their prices. I don't know what happened, but my husband went and picked up a couple of Capriotti sandwiches. Capriotti's. And he comes home. And you know, we like Capriotti's. We think it's a good place, you know, good food, right? But he's like, $55. I go, say what? I go, you bought fast food? They came to $55 for four sandwiches. Now, mind you, I always get the larger ones, then cut them in half or threes, you know, thirds, so, you know, I can have food for the next day. But $55. I mean, I would complain when we spent that at Applebee's. So I think a lot of fast food places might have upped their prices. And so people are like, I don't think I want to spend $9 for a burger, Coke, and fries. And so a lot of people are choosing to eat in. And then, of course, you know, when you hear something like this, if they don't appreciate their patrons, then obviously not going to attract customers coming in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a report that coronavirus might have spread from a dead body. A forensic medicine professional died from coronavirus in Thailand. And they think the reason why is they were working with dead bodies. A letter published in the Journal of Forensic and Legal Medicine back on March 20th detailed how a forensic practitioner, or somebody who deals with people who have, died, working in Bangkok, and a nurse assistant were the only two COVID-19 infections involving medical professionals in Thailand at the time. Wan Sri Rishitalai of Bangkok's RVT Medical Center, and Viroj Wiwinathan We want it kit of D.Y. Patil University, wrote in a letter that at the time most cases in Thailand were imported and local community spread was limited. The letter added that the two medical professionals could have contact with biological samples and corpses. So according to the best knowledge, this was the first report of COVID-19 infection and death among medical personnel in a forensic medicine unit. Now, we don't have the ages or the medical conditions of the doctor or the nurse assistant, and we don't really have a lot of data on contaminated corpses. Why? Because they aren't testing dead bodies for COVID-19. You know, the big problem we have is we don't have enough tests. Not sure why. Here we are in April, still not having enough tests. So, you know, we don't have that liberty or luxury of testing everybody. I wish we did. So, obviously, infection control and universal precautions are necessary. So you have to wear protective devices when you do handle a body, protective suit, gloves, goggles, caps, and mask. Now, the World Health Organization had previously stated there's no evidence of people getting infected if you're exposed to bodies of people who died. Yet, they said if a person did die while they had an infection, their lungs and other organs could contain the virus, so we might not be able to use those as donations. So, there were videos of people in Italy where there was this one where his sister had died and was on the bed next to him and covered up, I believe, and he was saying how, you know, nobody is coming to take his dead sister. You can't have a dead body at a house. And you know, most, though, forensic experts do wear protection because there are a lot of pathogens. You know, I mean, that's why we do embalming and things like that. And, you know, we drain the blood and we put another fluid in because you do have the deterioration of the body and you know, bacteria and things like that. So, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Groupon is going to lay off a bunch of people. I've never really used Groupon, but I hear it's really good, like you kind of make a lot of money. I think with Groupon, you have to buy a coupon. So you actually spend money to save money. I don't like that a lot. So I think I only did it once. It worked out nicely for us, but I'm very hesitant on buying something and then not using it. So they're going to lay off 2,800 staff, making up about 44% of its total workforce. Apparently they offer daily deals. And you would think that with unemployment, you know, Groupon would, you know, be able to still thrive. But no, because if a lot of their coupons are for places that are closed, then, you know, and I think people need to pay Groupon to post their advertising. So if they're not, you know, if their salon's not open or the restaurant's not open, you know, or their gym isn't open, then why would they pay for ads? So there's going to be another 1,400 job cuts from what I understand. And, you know, these temporary closures are not helping anybody. The sooner we could reopen, the sooner we get this virus done, the better. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to come in, call with your questions, comments, answers, critiques. Any positive news we'll take also, and you can email us at drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.